If you think having political candidates stopping by your home can get annoying, Wyoming U.S. Representative Cynthia Lummis feels your pain. Following the primary election loss of House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, Lummis is being bombarded by those interested in that job and other leadership posts that may come free after Cantor's replacement is chosen. Lummis says the internal campaigning is something to watch.
There are so many teams out there supporting different candidates. There have been so many behind closed doors meetings to make sure that the different philosophies within our conference are represented by a candidate who's running. There are so many press inquiries, you know, who are you going to support? There have been meetings with the people who are running to find out, you know, what their agenda would be as majority floor leader, which is a very different position from either whip or speaker. So it is just fascinating. And the phones have been very active. The interesting dinner conversations this week has been like no other.
Well, I wonder if you're looking at anything.
You know, I have visited with people who share my fiscally conservative views and the fact that we believe that the fiscal conservatism has been underrepresented in the leadership and trying to make sure that a strong fiscal conservative is among those candidates who are put forward. I'm the jury is still out on some of this, so we shall see.
But I'm also wondering if you're kind of looking at the big picture, and do you worry at all that this keeps people from passing things?
Well, I do think it will have a profound effect on the immigration discussion. It is my view that any discussion of immigration legislation is dead in the water for the remainder of this year. I'm hoping that we will turn our attention in the House to passing a Republican alternative to Obamacare. We have good legislation. It is a little bit my concern that House leadership have been playing not to lose in this election cycle instead of playing to win. I think that we need to be forthright with the American people about our better ideas. We have better ideas. We have better alternatives. When I'm out around Wyoming, people say, pass a health care law. Give us an alternative. Don't just be opposed to Obamacare. And I strongly agree with that. So I'm hoping that we can further advance that notion here before Eric Cantor steps down at the end of July.
But I just wonder, I mean, my first read on that is, oh, boy, nobody wants to compromise. Nobody wants to go on the record with anything. I mean, is that going too far?
You know, Bob, I think it is going too far. I think that if you're talking specifically about immigration, I just think because of what happened to Eric Cantor, that issue is just going to go away for this year.
But you think other things can go forward?
I do. We're working every one of the appropriations bills. We have worked almost half of them now in the House, and that still gives us 6 more weeks to work the other 6 bills on the floor of the House. So I think there's a decent chance that we'll work all of the appropriations bills this year in this Congress. That's a big deal. We passed this bill that dealt with water projects so we can deepen some of our ports, deal with some of the problems in the Great Lakes and other water issues. That passed with strong bipartisan support. In fact, it passed so overwhelmingly and was signed by the president that nobody even knows about it. And that is a huge bill to get through this sort of acrimonious relationship that we're in right now. So things really are happening, but as is usually the case, when something good happens, nobody knows because it's not controversial.
Damn media. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Representative Lummis. It's always a pleasure.
My pleasure as well, Bob. Thank you.